It is a Tuesday afternoon. This is Lunch with me, Zane Johnson, through until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Welcome to the show. If you would like to join the conversation, it's on 0214460567, 0725671567 for your WhatsApp messages and your voice notes. Now, in Family Matters this afternoon, we turn our attention to something that I don't think has gotten the spotlight that much. And then normally when we talk about abuse, we always and talk sexual abuse and abuse, we normally turn our attention to girls or ladies or the female part of it. And this afternoon we thought we'd take the opportunity and have a look at the effects of sexual abuse that are vast and how difficult it is to cope with it and how difficult it actually is to cope within the realm of boys and men. And today we're talking about a very closely guarded societal secret, which is sexual abuse of men. Matrix Men is a non-profit organization and a non-governmental organization created and managed by people who themselves have actually been victims of sexual abuse. And they unpack that for us today. And one of the counselors for the Cape Town Matrix Men branch is Patrick MacDonald. He joins me on the show this afternoon. Good afternoon, Patrick, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Zane. Thanks very, very much for having me.
Matrix Men was created purely for men and to help them with, the healing process that has gone through and the fact that many of the counselors and people involved with Matrix Men have themselves gone through it. Why is there not such a big focus these days on sexual abuse in terms of boys and men?
You know, then most males, I think just because they are males, have a big shame associated with their sexual abuse as children. And it's, you know, a man, normally he's so ashamed to talk about it. He's so ashamed of what's happened to him. He would rather be the kind of person who would just go and find his perpetrator and kick the shit out of him. So it's really hard for men to even admit to other people that they have been sexually abused. It's a very sensitive subject, and I think this is why it is not dealt with. It's a subject that people just seem to shy away from. They just always assume, you know, that rape and sexual violence and sexual abuse and molestation is something that happens to girls.
Mm. And you know, Patrick, you know, if men don't talk about their fears, the shame and the pain that they've underwent because of sexual abuse, this can actually fester for a very, very long time and have a lot of negative consequences eventually when they get married and they have their own children. Is that not so?
Absolutely, 100%, Jane. That's exactly what happens here.
How does this how does this actually manifest then, you know, not being able to deal with this situation? And I think sometimes it's mostly a situation of where do you actually turn to? I think that is the big problem. So how does this unfold in your life if you were abused at the age of 7 or 10 or even at 15?
So there's lots and lots of different ramifications. For example, a male who is abused by a male, but is heterosexual, might go through a phase of being confused about their sexual orientation, and that could obviously come into play within a marriage. That's just one example. There's another example is where someone is so ashamed of the act of sex that they shy away from it within their marriage. That's another thing where a male has been sexually abused by a female, that could turn them to homosexuality. But a lot of people that have been sexually abused as children don't even get to the marriage place because they have so many problems in relationships, mostly associated with self-worth, self-confidence, and shame of themselves. So a lot of them turn out, you know, drug addicts, prostitutes. It's a really sad situation. But there is help, and that's the important thing.
How would a person be able to work through this kind of abuse? And we're chatting this afternoon to Patrick McDonald. He is from Matrix Men, the Cape Town branch of Matrix Men. And we're chatting about sexual abuse in terms of boys and of men, of course, because we don't want to actually believe that that men can go through sexual abuse. And, you know, there's this whole stigma attached to it. But how do you actually unfold this in your life if you have been a victim of sexual abuse?
Okay, well, normally, and there's a big study that's been done in the UK, normally it takes up to 27.6 years for a survivor of sexual abuse to report what happened to them to anyone. Okay, this is because of the years of shame. And something happens, and we tend to see people, men in their 40s, telling their story. Now, what you can do is you will obviously start off by being very angry, very confused, and you might want to prosecute your perpetrator. You might want to heal. You might want to do both. You might become very scared of what's happening in your life. Maybe you have tendencies to abuse yourself, because sometimes that happens. It's not always. Sometimes it happens. But what I say to people out there, please know that we are here. Matrix Men are here to just be a phone call away. We have group meetings and once a week, and we have a few recovery courses that we go on to help you to heal. But whatever your story is, it's about knowing that there's a safe, non-judgmental, absolutely confidential space where you can share your story, whatever your story happens to be. So about 5 years ago, when I wanted to delve into this myself, I was disappointed to see that my search online in Cape Town led me nowhere. There was nowhere to go, no one to talk to. I'm a professional in the field now. I'm an osteopath and I work with patients professionally, but I want to reach out to those people who don't have the resources to get professional help. And that's what Matrix Men is all about.
Yeah, and the sad reality about male sexual abuse is that it's very underreported, and I think probably because there is still a lot of work to be done about the stigma attached to male sexual abuse. What do the statistics actually tell us? How many cases are actually reported, and how many go unreported? If we know those statistics.
Okay, so it's very difficult. There is no study that says how many are unreported. Obviously, it would be impossible to have a study like that. But there are studies that suggest that about 12% of cases are reported to the authorities. But we're not really talking about the authorities here. We're just talking about coming out and telling your story, okay? Mm. It's known and it's assumed that it's very, 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 very underreported, and this is the big problem.
How many of these cases are actually prosecuted, to, you know, with ending up in a sort of a jail sentence or a criminal record for something? And what are the cases that you remember? Do you remember or do you know of any cases recently or in the past that have actually been reported with successful prosecution?
I can't think of any actually offhand, but there was a very famous one which changed the law. So the law used to be that you cannot accuse someone of a crime that occurred more than 15 years in the past. Mm. That has now been changed. So because of this thing where they understand that it takes a long, long time for men to come out and talk about this. So now that law has changed, and now there is no time limit whatsoever. This is why a lot of stuff is going on globally with all these, you know, the famous cases where prosecutions are happening successfully.
We know that the Pope recently has actually changed a number of things in terms of sexual abuse of children, and I think the current Pope has come out very, very strongly in terms of the reporting of these cases. Has that actually helped in terms of bringing about the awareness?
That's one incident, absolutely. So I think the change in the law, and I think there's a general climate internationally where childhood sexual abuse, it's recognized now the level of harm that is done, and therefore it's not acceptable anymore. So there's a big, big move globally to stop this crime from happening.
chatting this afternoon to Patrick MacDonald, and he is with Matrix Men. It's a non-profit organization and a non-governmental organization created and managed by people who themselves have actually been victims of sexual abuse. Turning to Matrix Men very quickly, Patrick, you've started up groups in Cape Town, which is free for survivors over the age of 18. What happens during those meetings? And is it a safe place, you know, a safe haven for people to come to and open up in these meetings?
That's exactly what it is, Zane. It's a safe place, a safe haven for anyone who has a story of childhood sexual abuse. I mean, they don't have to be over the age of 18, but typically it's, you know, it's for adult survivors. And so I'm a professional myself in the field, so I know all about how to make it a safe environment. We meet in Pinelands and in Rondebosch. We've got two lovely venues, which are intimate and small. But the first thing to do is just go and get our phone number. I'm going to leave you the phone number with this interview later. Or go online to Matrix Men and then just give us a call. That's the first step. And then I'll chat to you. And then if you want to, you can come and chat as a group. It's a very, very delicate process.
Yes, I know it's a very, you're quite correct, it's a very delicate process. So how do you walk this particular person who has then made the first contact with you and said, you know, this has happened to me? Obviously, that person is in a very traumatic state at that particular time, and there's a lot of psychological, emotional, and a whole lot of trauma that the person needs to work through. How do you unpack and unfold that once the person has made contact with you?
So initially, you know, step one of this 12-step program is to just be able to tell your story. So we listen. I will decide whether someone is appropriate for one-on-one or whether a group setting is more appropriate for them. And that will simply be a question to them. Which one would you prefer? And then, Zane, you just listen. Just be willing to listen. And if at the last minute they can't talk, then they can't talk. It's an absolutely, no one gets pushed into anything. And they need to feel very, very safe. You know, some people are scared of their perpetrators for whatever reasons. Their perpetrators have controlled them, they've threatened them. So they need to know that we won't be going to the police. We will be working with them in the way that they want us to work with them. And we will be sharing with them that they are not alone. Lots of people have been through this, and we've learned on our journey how we get wounded and how we can heal from those wounds.
Yeah.
It's a long process towards forgiveness.
Yeah. Chatting this afternoon to Patrick MacDonald, who is Matrix Men Cape Town, and you can probably, we'll give you details at the end of this interview as to exactly where you can get hold of them, where you can contact them, and also where you can get the assistance if you've been, you know, sort of part of a process of abuse and things like that. Patrick, do you have any professionals on board in terms of you know, support systems with psychiatrists, psychologists, doctors, and even you know, in terms of the police?
So I know a lot of people. Obviously, I'm very connected in the field, but at the moment I am the only professional in the organization in Cape Town. But it really works more as a peer group thing. That's what it's designed to be. In other words, you're going to talk to other people who have been through the same thing, to tell your story. At the moment, obviously, because I always wanted to be free of charge. I always want the healing process to be free of charge. So if I can find people who are experts and who are professionals in the field who are willing to offer their services free of charge, then that'll be great. But at the moment, it's just about coming and talking to peers in a group session that is led by me, and then following a very well constructed program of healing.
How do we actually go about bringing this to the attention, you know, except with the case where the Pope has now changed certain things? And I know that we had a number of cases in Australia and the reporting of this, what would make in your mind, what would make the reporting of this particular, because we need to break the silence on this, and I think that is the big issue here, is to actually break the silence more so than what we would break the silence in terms of abuse with girls. Because this seems to be still very unreported, and it seems to be very under the mattress and under the blanket kind of let's cover it up situation. So what in your mind would make this process easier, make it easier for people to come forward and report their sexual abuse?
I'm hoping that this very thing, Zane, this very fact that I'm here talking, we're talking about this, and I'm a survivor myself, that's obvious, and when people can know that they are not alone. Other males, okay? This is why we stick to males, because then they can go, yeah, but it's just like, this has happened to other blokes, you know? I mean, this is not just like the gay community. This is blokes. So they can actually come and know, okay, it's okay to talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's easier said than done. It's hard.
I know. It's very, very difficult, and one has to have sympathy and empathy for somebody who is in this particular situation, because it's very difficult for men to come forward and chat openly about this and to sort of break the scourge of what is happening out there. Chatting this afternoon to Patrick MacDonald, he is with Matrix Men of Cape Town. How do people get in contact with you? How do they reach out to you, Patrick?
Okay, so they can go onto the website at Matrix Men. And then all our details are there, or the phone number to call is 082-062-0206, and they will actually speak to Olga, who is my partner, and then they'll be directed to me. For professional reasons, I haven't wanted to leave my phone number on the out there.
That's fine.
But, yeah.
Tell us a bit about a success story, one success story that you've had so far.
My biggest success story is anything. You know, I went on a long journey of healing myself, and it's very interesting because I was thinking about this morning. My perpetrator, who I went through a whole process of forgiveness towards, seems to be happy because I had turned out okay. You know, I've turned out a doctor and a successful musician, etc., and I'm not a drug addict and I'm not a prostitute and I'm not all these things. But trust me, I've had years and years and years of hard therapy, very expensive therapy, and hard work. And I'm not even one of the people that didn't talk about it. You know, I've been out there about my stuff since I was a kid already. So it's a process, and I really do believe. And I have had various patients, lots of patients, who have succeeded. They are no longer wounded from those wounds. But it's a journey that takes time.
And that's Patrick MacDonald. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Matrix Men in Cape Town, their telephone number 082-062-0206, or you can go to their website for further details.